Up next, it's the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. Coming up on the program, we're going to talk about planning and planting your garden this year for the best results. Vinny Simeone will be with us. He is an author of Grow More with Less, plus your garden questions. Welcome to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. So glad you've taken time out of your day to join us on the program. Whether you are in Milwaukee, Philadelphia, or Southeast Michigan, listening anywhere via the Simple Radio app, the TuneIn app, or through the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com radio tab under the radio tab there, or podcast replay or in-studio video replay. So happy you have joined us on the program today. I am your host, Joy Baird. Beside me is my wife, co-host, best friend, and gardening partner,
Holly Baird.
The WisconsinVegetableGardener.com is the website for all things gardening. This program, the executive sponsor of this program, is Power Planter.
Planting conditions are always favorable with the Power Planter Earth Auger. No matter what the job is, Power Planter has the right size for you. Simply attach to a drill and let the Power Planter do the work for you. Create planting holes fast and easy and efficiently with ease. No matter the soil type, it does the job effortlessly. Increase your root-to-soil contact. Leave the shovel and the spade in the shed. Hand-welded and made in the USA. And a lifetime warranty on the product defects. Find the size that fits your project at powerplanter.com.
And there's a number of ways in which you can contact us if you want to get a hold of us at any time. You can do that through the Ivy Organics 3-in-1 Plant Guard hotline.
You can reach us by the ivyorganics.com 3-in-1 Plant Guard email inbox, and that address is twvgshow@gmail.com, or you can text us on the instant access ivyorganics.com text line, and that's 414-368-9311. Ivy Organic 3-in-1 Plant Guard naturally protects plants against damaging sunburn, insects, and rodents for use on your roses, fruit, and nut trees, ornamental trees, and shrubs. This product is non-toxic, environmentally safe, and organic. For more information, visit ivyorganics.com. You can tweet us using hashtag TWVG. Our Twitter handle is at TWVGShow. Don't forget, our text line is at 414-368-9311.
So happy you have joined us on the program. The WisconsinVegetableGardener.com website contains 1,300-plus garden videos, plus all segments of every episode of this radio program that we've done. So if you're in Michigan, Philadelphia, or elsewhere, and you want to catch up, you just go over to the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com website.
Do not go anywhere right after the break. We're going to go all over about how to plan and plant your garden for the best success this year. You're listening to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show.
The WisconsinVegetableGardener.com has all the gardening information you need. Videos, digital magazines, replays of shows, and more.
Nunu Natural Healing Ointment, USDA Certified Organic. Get your tube at nuhealing.com.
Take the pain out of planting with the Pro Plugger 5-in-1 planting tool. Step, twist, pull, and you're ready to plant. Digs perfect size planting holes. Soil gets stored in the tube and empties from the top. Helpful for weeding. ProPlugger.com.
Do you seek safe, effective nutrition solutions to boost your health and quality of life? Standard Process is your trusted whole food supplement manufacturer with 90 years of expertise. Our third-generation, family-owned company proudly grows nutrient-rich ingredients at our certified organic farm in Palmyra, Wisconsin, enabling us to produce high-quality whole food solutions that change lives. For help identifying the best supplements for you, find a local healthcare professional today at standardprocess.com/patients.
Do you have a problem with deer or small herbivores eating your vegetation? There is a natural solution that is safe for your pets and family. Bobex is the answer, an environmentally friendly solution to protect your plants, will not wash off, and is guaranteed. Bobex Deer was independently tested against 9 known competitors and rated 93% effective, second only to a physical barrier. Bobex can be used on all types of ornamentals, trees, and shrubs. Ask for it by name at your local independent garden center. Find out more, visit Bobex.com. B-O-B-B-E-X.com. start your seeds off right. This garden tip is sponsored by BioSafe, organic solutions that are effective. They offer an array of eco-friendly products, from plant food to fertilizer to one-of-a-kind herbicides, organic weed killer. Grow stronger, healthier with BioSafe. Visit biosafe.net to learn more and save 10% on your next order by using coupon code TWVG at checkout. When starting seeds, make sure their containers have holes in them and the items you're planting the seeds in, whether new or old, are clean. Use hot soapy water so you can have a clean, sterile seed starting environment. Flame Engineering, home of the Weed Dragon, the perfect propane torch kit for home and garden use. For killing weeds, no need to pull or spray. 100 other uses. Find out more at flameengineering.com. Use coupon code WVG19 to get free shipping. Garden seeds do not have to cost a fortune. Just 99 cents at migardener.com. Now with over 450 varieties of non-GMO, heirloom, and organic flower, vegetable, and herb seeds available year-round, pay less and get more seeds. Shipping as low as $2.50. That just makes sense. Go to migardener.com for seeds and garden needs, tools, and special blend fertilizers. Migardener.com. It's that simple. Family owned and operated.
Absolutely packed with helpful gardening information, Clyde's Vegetable Planting Chart.com. Absolutely packed with helpful gardening information, Clyde's Vegetable Planting Chart.com.
Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Garden Radio Show with your hosts, Joel and Kelly Berry.
You want something to put in your garden to feed your soil, to feed your to help the plants grow. Dr. Earth is the product for you. They have soils, they have fertilizers, and it's all natural, and they wouldn't put something in their garden that you wouldn't put in yours.
Dr. Earth is committed to clean and healthy gardening through creating cutting-edge, natural, organic, garden-friendly products. Based on research and innovation, after 28 years, they are the leader in organic lawn and garden industry. They do not use ingredients such as biosolids or composted household waste or synthetic chemicals. Instead, they have manure, free fertilizers, organic soils, insect control, and liquid fertilizer. If you want to grow the best food organically to feed your family, that is the founding principles of what Dr. Earth is all about. They have experts to find the most innovative ways to help you grow your best organically. Visit DrEarth.com for more information and where to buy.
So we're going to get into the program, and it may be way early to get in the ground, but we have people that listen all over the country and the world, so it's just applicable when you are able to do such. Planning and planting your garden. There's things that you need to know, whether you're an advanced gardener or a new gardener, because we see on Facebook and we get emails, hey, I'm a new gardener. What do I need to do?
Right. So the first thing you want to think about is where you're going to plant. If you're going to do a raised bed, if you're going to plant in your ground containers.
That's the thing. You've got to know what you want to do, and then you can go about getting the information that is required in order for you to achieve the success in which you want to have. So what do we need to do? What do we need to know?
So we want to make sure you have 6 to 10 hours of sunlight minimum for most of the plants you're going to grow.
Most. There are a lot.
Some shade plants, right. But I'm talking about if you're wanting to grow tomatoes, which is a very popular plant, peppers, beans, all of that stuff, that fruits, you want to make sure you have that sunlight.
Right. Just because it is sunny where you're at currently, look above.
Right, we're still in the very end of winter, and it's not spring yet. So you might look, my whole backyard gets sun. But you don't realize that you have your neighbor's tree that's hanging over half of your yard.
Now, just because you have a shade tree in the backyard doesn't mean you can't grow peppers or tomatoes or eggplants. For when you watch some of our videos, the predominant videos that you see, the garden is in Holly's mom's backyard. We have a giant maple tree that shades portions of the garden for about an hour to 2 hours a day, peak afternoon. It's fine. That still allows a lot of morning light, a lot of afternoon light. It's not shaded all day long. So it does, in the hottest portions of the day, having that shade does help reduce the stress on the plants that it's shading. The tomatoes do, they don't mind having a couple of hours of less intense sunlight when it's 90 degrees outside at the peak times of summer.
Right, definitely. So that's something to consider is where you're going to plant. Also, if you don't know what your soil situation is under the ground, under your grass, you might want to figure it out. Or you might want to consider something like raised beds, straw bale gardening, or containers.
Or a soil test from mysavvysoil.com. You can get that and find out what you get the item. You order it from online. And if you can go to My Soil Savvy and use our coupon code, you can go to our website and find that. And you can get that. You ship it up to them. They do an analyzation of the soil, and then they will email the information back, whether you're high in nitrogen, sulfur, whatever the case is. Then you can go ahead and do that. The key here is knowing when to plant. And by doing that, you will need to have knowledge of when to start seeds indoors or when to plant stuff outside.
Well, I think first you need to figure out what you want to plant.
Well, that's too.
So, for example, if you like a lot of tomatoes, you're probably going to grow those. If you want to grow something like onions, you got to figure that out. If you don't like something and you're like, oh, my grandma grew this garden and she grew XYZ, so I should grow XYZ, but I always hated okra, then don't grow okra.
You always hate on okra.
I always hate on okra. Uh-huh. And celery. Typically okra.
So so we've started seeds indoors, and you don't have to start seeds indoors. But in order to find out if you're new and you want to get something that absolutely is foolproof that you can't make a mistake on, Clyde's vegetable planting chart is the chart that you need to get.
And it's a $5 chart with free shipping, and it's really awesome because
no matter where you are,
you have this sliding chart. You choose your frost date or your
last average frost date.
You
match that line up, and then everything corresponds with it.
It has all these categories of vegetables, and if you're not sure, you choose like the closest vegetable to it. So if you're growing like parsnips or something, that's a bad example. If you're growing like turnips and rutabaga is not on there, then you would just choose kind of rutabaga for the turnips because they're kind of similar.
You can order it. It comes within days.
It's Clyde's Vegetable Planting Chart.com.
Yes.
And he's a real nice guy out of Missouri or something.
Southern Missouri.
There you go.
What other things do we need to know? We've talked about when to plant. We've talked about where to plant, what to plant in, how much to plant. Let's talk about how much to plant because that is something that people stumble up on. How much should you plant of a particular variety?
It kind of depends on what you're going to use it for and how you're going to use it. So if you're going to use it fresh exclusively, you just want to have a fresh salad or use your tomatoes fresh or store those potatoes, whatever, then you want to figure that out. You might need 10 feet, but if you're going to preserve it, then you might need 20 feet. You just kind of have to figure that out. There's lots of charts online, and I think we're going to talk about that
in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Let's analyze that a little deeper. If you are planting tomatoes, let's pick tomatoes because almost everybody, I know a couple people that don't like tomatoes, but I'm still friends with them, so it's okay. If you're going to plant tomatoes, you want to have enough for what you intend to use them for. Are you just going to eat them, can them? What's your intentions cooking with them?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just going to, you want to plant about three times more than what you actually intend to use or have intentions of using. Because if you only plant two tomato plants on your patio in a container, and you have problems with one, you've lost 50% of your crop. If you plant 10 and you lose two, that 50% is decreased. Your percentage is better. So
if in that case where you're like, I only have this much space for everything I want to grow,
right,
then you might want to consider using some containers to enhance and add on to what you're growing.
And we grow in 2,000 square feet of ground, raised beds, straw bales, and we do containers because we want to show the versatility that all of these methods of gardening can provide for you. But yeah, plant more than what you think you're going to need, because here's the thing. You can always find somebody to give green beans to, tomatoes to, eggplants to. It's harder to go, man, I wish I would have had two more plants, because that would have, and then fill in the blank.
What you want to do is you want to think, am I going to do starts versus seeds? And I don't know, we were watching some gardening video the other night, and the guy said, if this is your first year growing, you might just want to buy starts, which I would have to... Nothing wrong with it. I would have to agree with, because it teaches you how to take care of that plant, and then you can focus on the growing part versus starting seeds, feeling frustrated, and you're frustrated at the beginning part of your garden season, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, this sucks, I hate it. So instead, if you buy starts and start that way, then you'll be able to focus on the portion of learning how to manage the space and the plants and everything else.
Yeah, and doing the starts, or buying the starts from the independent garden center, like Bloomell's here in Milwaukee, is not a bad decision to make. Because we also buy starts. We try to start everything from seed because you have a much more vast variety in which you can choose from versus the 15 or 20 varieties at most that many garden centers provide for you. And you do have more control over what the plant's doing, what you're feeding it. If the garden center says they're organic, that's great. But some of the bigger box stores are not organic. They just do what they need to do to keep the plant alive till you buy it, and then it's your deal, what you have to worry about it with.
Right. And then the other thing is that you want to keep it simple. So
People make it far too.
And you're going to go to your independent garden center, and you might start seeing stuff and getting, like, really excited, and all of a sudden you've bought too much stuff or you've bought all these fancy tools. You can keep it really simple. You don't necessarily need a lot of fancy tools. You also can find tools sometimes at thrift stores or
yard sales.
We found our garden fork.
Yeah,
$5.
That's about a 40 or 50. And it had a wooden handle.
Yeah.
Those you can't find very much.
So it's been around a long time. So you can definitely find good deals. You might have a friend or family member or something who has extras. You can say, hey, I just started gardening. And they might be like, oh, I got it this extra.
Most gardeners have 5 to 8 shovels. That's just
we have like extra trowels.
But keep it simple. And that's what we're advocating here. People make things far too difficult in every aspect of life. If you're new to gardening or you're newer to gardening, understand what you can manage. If you feel you can manage a 50-square-foot garden, start with 50, or here's even a better solution to the situation. If you have the space to do such in the ground, prepare 100 square feet. Only use 50 square feet this year. And then prepare in the fall the other 50 square feet. So next spring, if you feel you can double what you were able to do this year, then you can have 100 square feet, and then the same thing next year, prepare 150, and only plant 100. It's not a bad thing to only plant a small garden.
No,
we do 2,000 square feet, and yes, maybe we're excessive in that aspect of gardening. And not to defend myself, but I grew up in an agricultural, large, big ag industry where I understood more thoroughly about management of fields and crop rotation and understanding the space and using that more than Holly. You grew up with a very small...
About a 4x4 area. And
with your background, you would not have, if you were independently doing it, you wouldn't have been able to successfully handle 500, 600, 700 square feet.
I tell people all the time, if we weren't doing that together, I would have a much smaller area on top of the fact that I would probably just possibly even have containers as opposed to a large in-ground garden.
So in review, we want to keep it simple. Starts or seeds, get the Clyde's vegetable plant. Planting chart.
Think about where to plant. What you want to plant.
And get a soil test. MySoilSavvy.com. You use coupon code TWVG19 to save 10% at checkout. So you're going to save some money on that. And you can get that going to get your garden planted. It's time to start preparing to get your yard and your lawn put together and to prepare it for what may be coming. We want to be proactive instead of reactive.
So soon it will be warming up, and you want to make sure you can enjoy your yard without sharing it with those nasty beetles and grubs. With spring just around the corner, it's time to start thinking about that. There's Japanese beetle articles all the time posted about in the Midwest, especially. That's a problem. We get a lot of questions about it. They're an issue. So definitely something to think about. And all of this can be applied with the Phylum bioproducts. So they have grub gone, beetle be gone, all sorts of things. And easy to apply. You can do it with a commercial spreader, one of those little...
A Chapin manufacturer has got a spreader for you.
And it biologically, specifically targets grubs and beetle invaders without harming the beneficials, such as bees, ladybugs, and butterflies. You can go to phylumbioproducts.com. That's P-H-Y-L-L-O-M, bioproducts.com.
When we come back, we're going to talk with Vincent Signoni. He is a horticultural expert, been in the field for 27 years. He's got a book, Grow More with Less. We're going to talk all about something. We're going to talk about ornamentals and trees with him. Stay tuned right after this. You're listening to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show.
Got a question? Email the show at twbgshow@gmail.com.
Power Planter is a family-owned earth auger manufacturer. The Power Planter Earth Auger will transform your garden experience. It helps homeowners and professionals complete almost any planting or digging project faster and more efficiently than using a shovel or a spade. Power Planter Earth Auger creates loose dirt when drilling holes, giving your plants better root-to-soil contact to help reduce plant loss for healthier, more beautiful trees, shrubs, flowers, vegetables, and grass. All of our augers are hand-welded and made in the USA. Lifetime warranty. Find the size that fits your project at powerplanter.com.
Get your garden growing with a Chapin Garden Seeder. Eliminate the backbreaking work of planting seeds in your garden. The Model 8701B Seeder makes it easy to accomplish planting rows of seeds of various sizes. Find the Chapin Garden Seeder online or order it through your local Home Depot, True Value, or Do It Best Hardware Store. To see the full line of Chapin Lawn and Garden products, go to www.chapinmfg.com.
Gardeners know the hardest part of building a garden is building the rows. Now, there is a long overdue patented hand-pulled, heavy-duty, lightweight row building marble that you can find at rowmaker.com. The rowmaker can easily and quickly build multiple straight-line, perfectly spaced rows of proportional height, width, and depth. This yellow workhorse makes building rows easy and so fast it will save you hours. Just pull it across your tilled garden and work smarter, not harder. See it to believe it at rowmaker.com. Planting your garden will never get easier.
The Norwalk Juicer is the best cold-pressed juicer on the market. Studies have shown the Norwalk Juicer produces 50 to 100% more juice than other juicers. And juice from the Norwalk is higher in minerals and nutritionally superior. Not only do you get more juice from your produce, but also better quality juice. Check it out at norwalkjuicers.com. Use coupon code GARDENTALK to get free continental U.S. shipping on the Model 290 Juicer.
Root Assassin, a garden tool that does all the root functions with its advanced shovel that has serrated edges on both sides. Find out more information at rootassassinshovel.com.
Never question your garden soil again. Know what's in your soil with confidence. Professional grade soil test for the home gardener. My Soil Savvy has the easiest soil test on the market. Ship it to them, get your report, email with nutrients recommendation, and grow happy, healthy plants. MySoilSavvy.com. Use coupon code TWVG19 and save 10% at checkout.
World's coolest rain gauge.com. Need I say more?
Hello, I'm Robert Scott Bell, the voice of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show with your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
Let's go to the IVU Organics 3-in-1 Plant Garden Hotline, Holly, and bring in our next guest.
Vinny Simeone is an author, blogger, lecturer, and has worked in the horticultural field for over 27 years. He has studied under some well-known horticultural professionals. He has spoken to many groups nationwide and has appeared on several garden shows, including Martha Stewart Living and HGTV shows. He has written 6 books since 2005. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, we're so happy you took some time out of your day to join us on the program and not only educate Holly and myself, but all of our listeners, too.
Great. Thank you.
A lot of people have deer problems, and they use products like Bob-X. But there are a lot of deer-resistant plants in which one can plant here in the northern U.S. What are some that can be used to deter those curious animals that want to eat everything you have in your yard?
Well, that's a very good question. And the deer epidemic is definitely a big issue in gardening. And I would say that, ironically, a lot of gardeners are now planting native grasses, and grasses in general are inherently deer resistant. For some reason, deer don't like grasses, and we're getting away from a lot of the exotic grasses and more into the native grasses. So things like switchgrass and little blue stem, feather grass, things like that are definitely deer resistant, and I think a lot of gardeners are turning to them for deer resistant plants. In addition to that, as far as ornamentals go, there's a wonderful evergreen perennial called hellebores. Hellebores or helleborus is another ornamental, a low-growing, winter-blooming ornamental that is highly deer-resistant and has shown pretty good resistance in a gardening situation.
Fantastic. Now, we love mulch. There's a lot of synthetic and conventional mulch options. We prefer more of a sustainable mulch. We like leaves. They are very sustainable. However, they don't, once they break down, and that's all you got. What are some of your best sustainable mulch picks?
Well, I'm with you 100%. I think that as a sustainable gardener, you should really look to recycle as much as of what's in your own garden, your garden waste, as possible. So whether you're recycling your own leaves or your own making your own compost, I always tell gardeners that you might want to consider either buying, purchasing a shredder. There are these shredders you can buy, these small shredders that can shred up leaves and branches and other debris, and you can actually make your own homemade mulch. And of course, that is the best mulch you could be top dressing and putting in your garden more than purchasing mulch from the outside. The other option is to work with a local arborist and have an arborist bring you, you know, fresh mulch that's been shred up that you know is clean, and you can age that for a couple months and then use that in your garden. But I would advise people not to necessarily go out and buy bags of mulch that you don't know where they came from. Work with a reputable nursery or a reputable arborist, or make your own mulch in-house, and that would be the most sustainable way. To reuse your leaves, your own grass clippings and things like that would be the ideal way to do it.
Now, I've heard the I don't know if it's a rumor, but the saying that you want, like you said, you want to know where the mulch came from, that there are, if mulch came from a tree that died of a disease, that disease could still be harbored in the mulch when you bring it into your landscape. Is there any truth to that?
Not really. Most times, if you are, if there's a, let's just say it's a tree that's diseased, and you grind up that wood or those branches, and you grind them up finely enough, and you age them for a while, usually those diseases are not going to infect other things, usually. The same thing with insects. If there's an insect, you know, a borer or some kind of insect in a branch, and you grind up that wood, it's not going to live in that mulch. As long as you age it, you should be fine. It's more the chemicals or things that might be in that mulch, especially if you have dyed mulch. You want to stay away from dyed mulch, where there might be chemicals in that mulch that you don't want to transfer into your garden.
But yeah, it's good to know that the mulch is not detrimental if it is from a diseased tree, which makes a lot of sense, because we get wood chips. It's the dye that really is detrimental or can lead to problems when it comes to that. When people establish a landscape around their new home, or they want to redo their landscape, we find that many people go online, and we know that not everything online is gospel. What are the two biggest mistakes that you have found when people are, that they do wrong when trying to redo their landscape?
Well, the first thing is everything starts with the soil, and we don't put enough emphasis on the biology of the soil. So you really need to make sure you have the right soil drainage, the right organic matter. You have to do a soil test. I would definitely recommend the soil test, especially if you're putting in a new landscape, and make sure that you have the proper soil conditions for the types of plants that you want to grow. The second thing I see that's a huge mistake is people don't give their plants enough space. They sort of cram their plants in together, and the plants get too large for those areas, and then in 4 or 5 years they have to either prune them or remove them because they've gotten too big. So a lot more emphasis should be kept on how big those plants are going to get ultimately, and what kind of space they need, what kind of light they need, what kind of conditions they need. Very often you put plants in that look good in a certain area but don't necessarily want to grow in that area. So I think emphasis on soil and emphasis on how big those plants are going to get are two things two areas where we need to improve.
Well, and I think the other thing is, just because it looks pretty on the picture doesn't mean it's going to grow right in your backyard or front
exactly.
yard.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Now, a lot of people have pets that roam their garden, their landscape, especially dogs. What are some plants that, decorative and edible, that they should definitely avoid, especially if they have pets that roam around and could possibly eat them and make them sick?
Well, that's a great question. I actually do a lecture, a PowerPoint presentation on petscaping, creating a pet-friendly garden, and that's a big, big issue as far as you want to have a beautiful garden, but you don't want your pets to get sick or or just have any kind of problems in the garden. And so, you know, there's a lot of plants to avoid, a lot of landscape plants to avoid. For example, Rose of Sharon or hibiscus can be a plant that you'd want to avoid that can be, if ingested, could be poisonous. I mentioned before hellebores. Hellebores are wonderful ornamental plants, but hellebores are also, because they're deer resistant, they're also not good for your pets. So you'd want to stay from, you want to stay away from hellebores. Any types of lilies, anything in the lily family with your cats, you'd want to stay away from lilies and make sure your cats are not going getting into your lilies because they could be poisonous to cats. And then things like yews, taxus, laurels, privet, those types of ornamentals definitely kept away from your pets or vice versa.
Okay, now tell us about your books briefly and where to find out more about you.
Well, I have 6 books out, and they're all basically books on ornamentals. My latest book is called Grow More with Less, Sustainable Garden Methods, and so I talk a lot about the issues that we're talking about today on the air, and it's a book that basically surrounds itself with things like native plants and planting for pollinators and composting and water conservation and all those things. And all of my books are available online. You can go to Amazon or one of the local, even one of the independent bookstores to get them. And I also have a website, VincentSimeone.com, where you can learn more about my books and actually download plant lists and get good information for your own garden.
Well, Vincent, we greatly appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us and educate Holly, myself, and all of our listeners about a vast variety of topics that we typically don't cover on the program, but we all need to be aware of.
Great. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much. And when we come back, it's all about your garden questions and our garden answers. You can always visit us at the Wisconsin Gardener.com, and you can send us an email at twbgshow@gmail.com if you got a question. Stay tuned right after this. You're listening to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show.
Send your questions in now to the Ivy Organics 3-in-1 Plant Garden Instant Access Text Hotline at 414-368-9311. That number again, text 414-368-9311 and send your garden question in.
The number one key to healthy, productive plants are the roots. Starting from seed to full-grown plants, RootMaker.com has the answer. From seed starting trays with an innovative design that air prunes the roots, creating a fabulous root system, never again will you have root-bound plants, to multiple gallon grow bag sizes to raised beds. RootMaker.com has your grow needs covered. Visit RootMaker.com.
Dharmaceuticals essential oils are high grade, very pure, and high in quality. They have synergized blends made with the finest raw materials. For more information and to order, visit Dharmaceuticals.com.
Pomona's Universal Pectin is high-quality pectin that gels reliably with low amounts of any sweetener. If you're trying to reduce the amount of sugar in your diet, you'll love Pomona's Universal Pectin. Now you can make healthy homemade jams and jellies sweetened to your taste. You can use sugar, honey, or any alternative sweetener you'd like. Pomona's Universal Pectin keeps indefinitely when stored in an airtight container. Easy to use, versatile, and comes with directions and recipes in every box. Find out more and where to buy at PomonaPectin.com. Available at most natural food stores and online.
Do you seek safe, effective nutrition solutions to boost your health and quality of life? Standard Process is your trusted whole food supplement manufacturer with 90 years of expertise. Our third-generation, family-owned company proudly grows nutrient-rich ingredients at our certified organic farm in Palmyra, Wisconsin, enabling us to produce high-quality whole food solutions that change lives. For help identifying the best supplements for you, find a local healthcare professional today at standardprocess.com/patients.
Your plants are greener when using Hydrobox, revolutionary in plant watering. Hydrobox catches the water from water and delivers it straight to the roots to release when plants need it. You will water 3 times less often and plants grow faster. Hydrobox is an innovative little gel-filled pouch that goes in the bottom of a pot, container, or grow bag. Multiple sizes based on need. Easy to install and use. For indoor and outdoor use, saves time and money, lasts up to 3 years. Look for it at HomeDepot.com or visit GoHydrobox.com.
Absolutely packed with helpful gardening information, Clyde's Vegetable Planting Chart.com.
The Wisconsin Vet.
Absolutely packed with helpful gardening information, Clyde's Vegetable Planting Chart.com.
Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Garden Radio Show with your host, Joey and Hallie Baird.
If you got a question, certainly get a hold of us on the Ivy Organics hotline.
Ivy Organic 3-in-1 Plant Guard naturally protects plants against damaging sunburn, insects, and rodents, protects newly installed plants and trees, shields pruned and damaged surfaces for use on your roses, fruit and nut trees, ornamental trees, and shrubs. This product is non-toxic, environmentally safe, and organic. For more information, visit ivyorganics.com. You can reach us by the ivyorganics.com 3-in-1 Plant Guard email inbox, and that address is twvgshow@gmail.com, or you can text us on the instant access ivyorganics.com text line, and that's 414-368-9311. You can tweet us using hashtag TWVG. Our Twitter handle is at TWVGShow. Don't forget, our text line is at 414-368-9311.
So we have a number of questions that come in each week. This one here is based on, basically, what is the best vegetable you can plant in a raised bed? Well, that's a pretty broad question, but I'll give you a simple answer from our experience. Anything will grow in a raised bed that will grow in the ground. However, we have found with a raised bed, you have good, loose, nutrient-rich soil. So we have found that root crops such as onions, leeks, carrots, parsnips grow phenomenal in a raised bed, even large grow bags for that matter. Anything root crop-wise to allow that root to develop. Beets grow very well in a raised bed as well, or in a container, a grow bag.
Sometimes you want to think about where you're putting that raised bed, if that's an option for you.
Because you're not moving this thing.
Because you're not moving that thing, so you have to be very diligent if you're going to build one.
But yeah, peppers, eggplants, all the other stuff grows great too.
Yeah, I have blossom end rot on my tomatoes last year. I've heard of adding Epsom salt to the hole at a time of planting and to water with it as well. Is this the best way? Well, Epsom or blossom end rot is actually a lack of calcium in your soil.
A lack of available pickup calcium,
yeah,
for the plant.
You go. That too. So yeah, lack of available calcium. So a lot of times what happens is that you get your garden planted, your plants start flowering, you're really excited, and then you forget about watering. Maybe it's, we're moving into the droughtier parts of summer. So you want to make sure you're watering, because what will happen is that you'll add Epsom salt, your water with Epsom salt, and then all of a sudden the blossom end rot goes away. But what happens is that you watered and that allowed for the calcium to release itself into the plant and be uptaken by the roots of the plant.
Right. Calcium is calcium. Epsom salt is magnesium sulfate.
Right. So calcium is something that exists in your soil, but you just have to be watering. So you can use irrigation. You can just make sure you get yourself on a watering schedule. But watering is the most important thing, because it's especially because when it gets towards the warmer parts of summer, we might not have as much rainfall. You want to keep that up.
1 inch of water a week per plant. So how you figure this out? You take a tuna can, a 1 inch tall tuna can or chicken can, and put it next to the tomatoes, and then water, not trying to get on the plants, but and then once that fills up, then you have equated that one inch of water a week for that. So keep that in mind. We want to mulch as well, and that prevents the splash up of soil, the splash up of soil on the leaves, which causes the predominant amount of fungal issues and is, you know, 90% of the problems your tomato plant's going to face is soil splashing up on the leaves. But in addition to that, watering correctly will greatly reduce blossom end rot, and you don't have to use Epsom salt because it doesn't have no functionality to
for the calcium.
Not for the calcium at all. So it does do that as well.
We often get questions that we refer and reach out to other sources to get the correct answer for you. So we're going to do that. We're going to turn over a couple of questions to Standard Process Farmhand. Standard Process is your trusted whole food supplement manufacturer with 90 years of experience. To find the best supplements for you and find a local healthcare professional that can do that, go to standardprocess.com/patient. So here's the question. So Sarah M. From Park City, just north of Wichita, Kansas, writes in with her question.
I have a very hard time trying to grow broccoli and cauliflower. I get stalks, but very little to no heads. Any advice can you offer me before I give up and just buy my broccoli and cauliflower from the farmer's market and plant something else in that spot? Well, we'll turn this over to Christine. She's the farm manager over at Standard Process, and see what she can advise us, because we had this problem as well.
Hi, Christine Mason, Farm Operations Manager at Standard Process in Palmyra. We start about 70,000 broccoli at a time, so we have a lot of experience with broccoli here at Standard Process. And the thing about these vegetables is they like it colder. And I think a lot of people try to do them in the summer when it's really not their season. So we start them around St. Patrick's Day. We make sure we have a very nice transplant. We put them outside and let them stiffen up and get nice and tough before we put them in the soil. Do it early. They like it cold. You don't have to worry about them freezing at 32. They don't like it 20 either, but stick them out early. Eat them early in the summer. And every time you have a head, if you cut it off, your plant might give to you longer than you think. Good luck.
70,000 broccoli cauliflower plants. That's quite a undertaking there. Next question we have is from Becky from Milwaukee. I know how important bees are in the garden, and I want to plant a pollinator garden. What flowers or plants would you recommend for that? We'll take that back out to Christine, farm manager at Standard Process, and see what she has to offer on that question from Becky.
And pollinators are something we're very passionate about at Standard Process. 85% of all flowering plants and two-thirds of the food we eat rely on pollinators, and they're having a hard time in the United States. Every person that has a plot of land can help with pollinators, no matter if your yard is large or small. And we rely on the Xerces Society. You could go to xerces.org, and you can look up your specific region of the United States, and they will give you the plants that would help the most pollinators in your garden.
And there you go. Thank you very much, Christine, for the information on broccoli, cauliflower, and pollinators. Before I get into what's coming up next week, first,
the executive sponsor of the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show is Power Planter. Planting conditions are always favorable with the Power Planter Earth Auger. No matter what the job is, Power Planter has the right size for you. Simply attach to a drill and let the Power Planter do the work for you. Create planting holes fast and efficiently with ease. No matter the soil type, it does the job effortlessly. Increase your root-to-soil contact. Leave the shovel and spade in the shed. Hand-welded and made in the USA, we offer a lifetime warranty on product defects. Find the size that fits your project at powerplanter.com.
Tune in next week, same channel, same station, same time, where we're going to cover different types of gardening methods. Some that you practice. We'll go over 10 cool season plants that you can grow in your garden right now, as well as our good friend. He is from Chicago, William Moss, the Garden Boss, TV personality and horticultural expert, will be with us. Miss any portion of this program or want to revisit it in its entirety, you can certainly do that very easily by going to the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com and clicking on the radio tab at the top of the page. You want past episodes of Season 1 and Season 2? They are there, as well as on the highlight tab on the right-hand side of the main page. Well, until next week, for Holly Baird, I'm Joy Baird, and we will see you in the garden.
You have been listening to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. Tell a friend and join Joy and Holly again next week so we can all grow together. The Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show is a production of the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com in association with WI Garden Media Broadcasting, live from the WNOV 860 AM and the W293CX 106.5 FM, Courier Communications Studios in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.